Computer gaming is one of the biggest segments of the entertainment industry, and its popularity is being noticed by colleges and universities. At several big campuses, you can, along with classes in philosophy and literature, now concentrate in computer game design. From member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, Brenda Tremblay reports.
One day, when the sun was shining and the sky over Rochester was blue, teenagers Nick Levasseur and Josh Davis drew the living room curtain shut, scooped up their control pads, and prepared to battle Russian terrorists for a top-secret weapon. It's called Metal Gear, and according to the box, it will change the scale of warfare forever.
Aw, man! This is hard.
Nick, a stocky 13-year-old, pushes his glasses up onto the bridge of his nose and settles back on the couch. He jokes that he might be addicted to video games. This Christmas, when his mom gave him a game called Final Fantasy, it actually moved him to tears.
I opened it up and it was the back of the box. First thing I saw was a picture of a character, Yuna. I started to cry. The most shameful moment of my entire life. Crying because I got a video game.
15 miles away, in a red brick building at the Rochester Institute of Technology, or RIT, professors and students are trying to figure out how to create games that will inspire that kind of fanatical devotion. The new program here is one of several around the country, including ones at Carnegie Mellon University and the Art Institutes of San Francisco. RIT professor Andrew Phelps faces a class of 13 students and lectures them on ways to make virtual worlds as realistic as possible. It's a pretty technical discussion.
If you do that for all the planes, you know whether or not you're inside or outside of the box.
All right, so like when you do this, you're checking this against like the corners of the bounding box or like your bounding sphere or whatever for the objects, not for all the vertexes.
Exactly.
Most of the students here are brimming with ideas for strange visions and fanciful worlds. Phelps' job is to give them the tools to translate their virtual imaginings into real computer programs that work for other people. He says that a crucial part of that is preparing them to work as a member of a team to produce a video game.
I know that, you know, it's romantic to think I built the thing in my basement and then I released it and I made $1 bazillion and look at me, and everybody wants to believe in that success story, and it's not to say that that couldn't happen, but more often than not, they require so much now to build that you really need an entire team of talented people with a lot of different specialties.
The average game, Phelps says, now takes dozens of artists and graphics designers, writers and programmers about 2 years to finish. For example, it was a team of graphic designers that created Xantom, the giant tentacled head that guards a gate in a game called Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
You humanoids all look alike to me, weak and fragile.
Most of the RIT students are familiar with Xantom. All of them, including Zach Welch, an undergrad from Chicago, grew up playing computer games.
I'm a dork. I'd like to think of myself more as a dork than a nerd.
Welch is graduating this spring and hopes to start up a not-for-profit gaming network that will let people create, install, and play their games with others.
You're only bounded by the technology that you're using, and right now technology is advancing at such a high speed and high rate that you're pretty much unbounded.
For instructors, keeping pace with those changes is difficult, says Professor Phelps. He relies on what he calls the literature, that is, the thousands of successful games dating all the way back to the old days of Pac-Man and Space Invaders. As for testing, well, his students write video games and play them with the rest of the class. Phelps admits no one really knows the best way to teach students how to make a good game. One thing experts agree on is that all successful games involve some kind of reward system that keeps players coming back for more.
Josh, switch your bandana.
Anna.
Nick Levasseur and his friend Josh Davis agree. The next step for them is earning a special bandana that Nick says will give them an infinite amount of ammunition.
You can hold up characters by, like, aiming your gun at them. And if you get enough of these dog tags, you get special items.
Yeah.
These 8th graders have already heard about the new computer game program at RIT, and they're talking about enrolling someday. Since they spend so much time in the virtual world, they say they might just stay there and make a career of it. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.